Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, a big shock. Well, first of all, to be nominated, and then obviously go through to the state event, which was, really a proud moment, I guess. But, very humbled.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're going to need a bigger pool room, I think, with all those trophies that you carted away on Friday.
I think we'll share that as part of the organisation. It's not a person. You know, yes, it is a personal accomplishment, but it goes down as a team event. No different to a sporting team. So,
I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll share that with the group. Might even put it on the station wall up there as a. bit of an award for everyone.
Oh, lovely. Now, mate, I wanted to touch base and I wanted to, as I said, congratulate you, but I wanted to let people listening know about you, because you've been around for a while and you kind of gave us a bit of a timeline as to how you got involved in emergency services. So is there a chance you can kind of quickly run through your timeline for us today?
So I guess I grew up in south of Burnie in a township originally. I joined the brigade up there in probably 84. And obviously back in that period, there wasn't many juniors around that were involved in the fire service. So, being only the one or two that was a junior member in that brigade, we tend to train with the seniors back in the day. Some fantastic mentors I look back on that, have shared their knowledge, and I guess, I've continued that through, for those people out there. There was, Graham Jones, David Hayes, Les Peachy, Jack White, John White, they're the Wayne Haywards, the guys that you look up to that are, starting to, starting my career in that area. So, I come on as a junior as soon as I could turn into the volunteer senior ranks. Was 17, so obviously I became a volunteer firefighter, active volunteer firefighter at the age of 17, and then through the years I worked up into, I guess, leadership roles through the officer ranks, the training officer roles. I guess I sought employment in Burnie once I left school. So I spent a lot of time in and around the Burnie community. So I joined up as a dual member with the Burnie Brigade. I think I started in 1992 there. And obviously I was still mixed up in both brigades still at this point. So that's a little bit where I'm at. So, I guess looking back, you meet some fantastic mentors and some diverse skill sets. I keep saying that, whether it's a doctor or it's a mechanic, or it's a farmer, there's a lot of skill sets in those organisational, the outer brigades especially, that you pick up a lot of knowledge, I guess, from those people.
You've kind of just hosted your own This Is Your Life, Mark.
Pretty much, and I guess, to be a part of an organisation, it is a fantastic organisation for, I guess, me to be in that long. I must still enjoy it. So it's the connections that you make along the way, meeting people. Obviously you must, you've got to get that accomplishment, I guess. And to continue on, obviously you've got to have that drive. And obviously the people must give me that drive for me to continue. And, I enjoy it still. So it's a great outlet.
So being involved for nearly 40 years, you got another 40 left in you?
I think I have.
Good on you.
I have.
Mate, well deserved.
I'll probably say not.
Yeah, that might not be your choice. Hey, well deserved. Congratulations. And we look forward to a bigger and better Volunteer Emergency Service Awards next year. And, of course, you'd be encouraging other people to nominate in the next 12 months.
Not so much me. Firstly, getting back to the award, I think it's a fantastic opportunity and an acknowledgement for the volunteers out there. That work alongside the career ranks, whether it's the police and ambulance. So, look, I think it's great. Very humbled to be nominated. I acknowledge and I appreciate the radio stations statewide for getting this up and running. I think it's a fantastic award, and hopefully we can get the acknowledgement out there to the rest of the organisations.
Yeah, and you know, there are many and varied organisations around the state that do fall under the category of volunteer emergency service organisations, so we hope to see that covered next year. Mark Lillico, thanks for joining us, and well done. Cheers.
Thanks, Lee.